USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting earlier today that he's directing the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin to, quote, substantially increase sanctions on Iran. Following the attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities over the weekend that the U.S. believes Iran is responsible for, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says those attacks cannot go unanswered.
I think this is a time that the world unites to stop these terrorist actions and stop Iran from harassing the rest of the world.
Longtime diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien is President Trump's choice to succeed John Bolton as National Security Advisor. O'Brien was often critical of President Obama, saying of his troop withdrawal from Iraq and policies towards Syria, China, and Russia.
Notwithstanding the fact that he's popular and a good man, the president's policies have really been a disaster for the world.
That from a 2016 interview, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to announce a cut of the key interest rate when they wrap up a two-day policy meeting later today. Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski says the reason he did not answer the bulk of the House Judiciary Committee's questions at a hearing yesterday was that he wanted to follow a request from the White House that privileged conversations not be discussed. Now, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the committee, is threatening to hold Lewandowski in contempt of Congress. Lewandowski is saying this morning,
I believe that there are very many members on that committee who only care about making sure they're reelected and they can be as far left as possible so they can fend off those primary challenges. And I think Congressman Nadler is one of them in the Upper West Side of New York.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, the Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The White House is reportedly hoping to end the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Contract talks between the United Auto Workers and General Motors are showing some signs of progress as the strike by more than 40,000 employees continues. Vice President Mike Pence says Detroit's Big Three should back the U.S.-Canada trade agreement.
If you really want to support our nation's auto workers, the UAW and GM ought to tell Congress to pass the USMCA and make sure there's more auto workers' jobs for decades to come.
A prominent Democratic donor and political activist under arrest after a man overdosed on meth inside his West Hollywood home. It's not the first time Ed Buck has found himself in this position. Over the past 2 years, two other men suffered meth overdoses at the address but didn't survive. Buck was arrested yesterday and is due in court later today. The co-founder and CEO of Humana is dead at 88. David Jones passed away this morning. He transformed the healthcare industry when he and Wendell Cherry built Humana from a nursing home chain to one of the world's largest hospital and insurance companies. Well, the National Hurricane Center is naming its 10th storm of the season. Tropical Storm Jerry, no immediate danger. It's about 1,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands, heading towards those bodies in the northeastern Caribbean. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.